Reality is a mind game. Pioneers are bold almost by definition. But what made Planck join Schrödinger in his staunch belief that the universe is mind-like? It goes back to a fact almost too basic to need stating. Namely, that everything we experience is an experience. Does this actually tell us anything? Burning your tongue on hot coffee is obviously an experience, and so is building the New Horizons space probe, launching it with a huge missile so that it travels at 36,000 miles per hour through space, boosted to 47,000 miles per hour as it receives a boost swinging around Jupiter, waiting 9 years for it to journey almost 6 billion miles to Pluto, and then sending up a cheer, as astronomers did on July 14, 2015, when New Horizons sent back the first close-up photos of the last major body in the solar system. Burning your tongue and photographing Pluto stand on equal footing as experiences, and doing any kind of science is also an experience. So Planck was asserting that this fact counts, all the time and very deeply. If you can level things as different as the smell of a rose, the blast of a volcanic explosion, a Shakespeare sonnet, and a space probe, then the matrix of reality is no longer physical. This offers a tremendous advantage when you reach the dead end that physical stuff has reached. The simplicity of turning to a totally new paradigm is that darkness no longer has to be considered alien. The matrix has no trouble including it, because all the stuff in the universe has become mind stuff. Here, the physicalists shove their oar in. Making solid objects vanish is child's play, compared with bringing them back again. How does mind stuff, which has no mass or energy, manage to create mass and energy? The matrix that Planck calls consciousness is nothing more, the physicalists might claim, than the universe with all its mysteries unsolved. Sticking on the tag, consciousness, doesn't really produce any answers. This skeptical attitude has been paraphrased as, what is matter? Never mind. What is mind? Doesn't matter. In the spirit of fairness, the two camps face equal but opposite difficulties. One must show how the material universe developed the phenomenon of mind, while the other must show how the cosmic mind manufactured matter. At first blush, we're back in the big muddy of theology, which failed to answer how God did either one.